Gentlemen, thank you for standing by. All participants will be able to listen only until the question and answer session of today's conference. If you would like to ask a question at that time, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone and record your first and last name. Today's conference is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to introduce your first speaker, Mr. Brian Manzo, East IMT Automation Leader. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Well, good morning, everyone, and I appreciate everyone jumping on this call. It's one of our critical cost-cutting plays that we're running for the typically prospecting calls. I'm hoping that everyone had a chance to take a look at Bob's latest message that went out regarding this, because we had a change in the latest link for the download of this presentation. So those that have not been able to download it because they had a previous link, please same time Jerry Price, and she'll be able to give you the link so you can download this presentation. But as you read in the invite, today is one of the cost-cutting plays. You know, the focus is on IBM's solution and basically on our differentiators that will help you get your foot in the door and open up some great opportunities and show how IBM can help, you know, reduce costs, drive revenue, and optimize utilization. We're going to be talking about automating complex tasks, processes, and improving their operational efficiency. We've all been talking about this over the past couple of months, discussing the solutions as part of the ISM whiteboard presentations we've been going through. It's a key component of our tool consolidation that will allow customers to improve their operational monitoring and cut data center license costs. And of course, that's going to be discussed by Pete on our single pane of glass we'll be talking about, but it's also giving you visibility to help eliminate some of our competitors' licenses and maintenance charges. Open up opportunities for ITM, ITCAM, and some of our other solutions. So with that, I'm going to pass the baton over to Pete Cornelius, who is our Ed Kuvalin and HP competitive sales team, and he's going to walk you through this presentation. We probably will take about a half hour and try and leave about 10, 15 minutes time so that we can answer some of your questions on this particular play. And just the last thing I will say is that there is a Siebel tactic code that's attached to this play, so once you do your prospecting, identify some opportunities, please use that Siebel tactic code that's in the invite itself. So with that, let me introduce Pete Cornelius, and let's start working on the presentation. Pete?
Thanks, Brian. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining today. Again, I'm Pete Cornelius. I know most of the people, but for those that don't know me, I'm a 13-year Tivoli veteran. In the last few years, I've been working on the Micromuse acquisition integration and the Crush HP team. So moving to slide 2, the agenda. One thing of note, this presentation is best viewed in slideshow mode. There's a couple of custom animations in here to highlight the points, and also I've hidden a couple of slides. So what I'll do is instead of saying the slide number, I'll talk about the title of the slide to make sure that everyone can catch up. So with the agenda, we're going to go over a couple of key points. One is a consolidated operation management overview, talk about the customer challenges and how consolidation helps. Then we'll dive into how to prospect and drive consolidated operation management deals, who the target customers are, what to say to them, how to handle objections. And then, you know, the call to action and key contacts if you have further questions that you can't get on today's call. Now, as Brian mentioned, the focus of today's prospecting call is on how to reduce costs for our customers in these challenging times to help build pipeline. Now, some of the TCO savings includes, but not limited to, people reduction, how we can significantly reduce the number of events with less consoles and less expertise needed, contract reduction, you know, less vendors, less contracts, you get some people and financial savings. The reduced cost of man hours to operate the equipment, the reduced maintenance hours, improved patching, supporting tools with trouble ticket reduction, and reduced training costs. Now, we have some real-life examples of ROI cost savings, you know, things to help you open the door with customers. So with, like, an investment bank, we've saved them $750,000 annually by replacing overlapping tools. With a telecom provider, we've reduced service downtime by 25%. With another telecom, we've improved their year-to-year savings by $1 million through operational improvements. We've reduced outages from customers from 4 hours to 30 seconds at a bank, moved them from 32 consoles down to one web interface. Does this sound enticing to you? It would to most customers. So today's objective, to help you make calls, introduce consolidated operations management, and make appointments to help build your pipeline. So moving to the next slide, and the picture here, would you drive your car in a rainstorm without wipers? And that's really how a lot of our customers are operating. There's a lot of tools, a lot of events. They really can't see the visibility. So the customer's problem is messages from IT tools can accumulate on consoles like rain on a windshield. You may be able to drive, but are you in danger? You have no visibility. You don't know. Moving to slide four, and actually the problem is actually much worse. There's many tools and many consoles, not just a single console. And you can highlight this. Remember our whiteboard presentation. We talked about the infrastructure components, and then we talked about monitoring. So you can see there's many different consoles for each of the individual resource components. If you hit the button, the next button on that is we have a solution for those customers. It's called Enterprise Event Management, a.k.a. Consolidated Operations Management. So that's that EEM that you see right in the circle on there on really how we can provide that centralized control. Hitting the button again, how do we do this? By consolidating all those consoles into a pretty picture, into a single pane of glass. And moving to the next slide, we can take a bigger look at that piece. So that single pane of glass really is flexible for most customers. We allow you to run your business how you want to run, giving you the visibility, control, and automation that you need to run more efficiently and optimally. We can provide customized graphical views. Now, those can be targeted to an executive view, an operator view, an application view, really any which way that you want to run your business. And we can have scorecards. We can provide a consolidated event view across IBM and non-IBM sources. We can provide real-time and historical key performance indicators, so you can get a quick visualization to help you prioritize your response to those events. And then you can really customize this as you need it, event summary by type, maintenance, ticket, trouble ticketed. Some people incorporated like a Google Maps or a Yahoo Maps, some regional location maps, so you can highlight where it's located. It could be by data center, it could be by application, really how you want to run your business. Let's move to the next slide. It's called Client Imperatives. And with this, IBM did some research with the CEOs and CIOs of many customers, both large and small. And they had three primary imperatives. One is to improve service, second is to manage risk, third is to reduce costs. Through consolidated management, we circle the improved service and reduce costs. That's an imperative that we help them. So we help them by consolidating the events, highlighting the actionable events so you can prioritize and respond to problems quickly. But don't forget, we can help customers manage risk. We do that by centralizing both security alarms as well as the resource alarms in your environment. And really, the tool is flexible enough to manage beyond just IT. We can tie in non-IT assets. We have customers that do this for escalators, elevators. They do it for subway systems and airports, HVAC systems. So you really have that central control point to help them reduce costs through a dynamic infrastructure. So it's really the heart of that and really the heart of our service management strategy. Let's move on to the next slide. It's called Gartner, 25 Ways to Cut IT Costs. So Gartner has highlighted, they're talking to our customers about how to provide a more effective IT management environment through centralized and shared services. Organizations can see 15 to 20% reduction in costs by moving to shared services. Tivoli Consolidated Operations provides the tools needed for centralized IT operations and automation. So these tools help customers bridge silos through shared services. So we can highlight some of our consultants and analysts in what they're telling customers and how we can map to them. Let's move to the next slide. Understanding the cost of downtime. The first thing you need to do is truly understand, what is the cost of downtime? And as you can see here, we've highlighted the financial impact of downtime per hour across many industries. And you can see that it's from the many thousands to the millions of dollars per hour. Tivoli Consolidated Operations eliminates cross-team duplication of efforts and speeds problem resolution to minimize these downtime costs. And I mentioned, you know, in the first slide, how we have provided ROI by providing near zero downtime operations to our customers. We improve operational performance. We can help them reduce the financial impact of these outages. Moving to the next slide, three steps from events to information, how consolidation helps. So we have a three-pronged strategy. First thing, we can help you improve IT service availability by monitoring the IT infrastructure. Now we can do that by leveraging your existing tools. You know, that's a key phrase where customers can kind of take a back seat and saying, okay, I can keep my investment that I can have. I can consolidate where possible to eliminate multiple vendors or overlapping technologies. And we can plug those holes through adding Tivoli domain-specific management, example, ITM, ITCAM, for resource management to provide better visibility and really make sure I have a full circle approach through lightweight collectors. Basically, we can collect events from anything that emits them. So we can handle, again, IT as well as non-IT assets, new technologies. We have over 250 different ways to collect information in. No one else in the industry can do that for us. Phase two, consolidate those events for correlation. Again, I mentioned earlier, we can also manage risk by consolidating also security events. We provide a centralized, scalable, high-performance event engine where the de facto standard for this piece is. We're in the largest of large, but not just the large. We help small customers too, and I'll talk a little bit about that later. It's also our Trojan horse. I'll mention about that later. How do we do this? We help reduce the noise. We do this better than anyone else. Again, I look competitively against a lot of our customers. No one can touch us here. We provide out-of-the-box deduplication, which means we get rid of events that happen over and over again. Most customers have that flood of events that come into the console. We get rid of a lot of that noise. And then we can provide that correlation across management domains. Again, that cross-domain management. Again, we do this better than everyone else. We help identify the issue quicker with less help. And we do that by having both rules and topology-based root cause analysis. Step two, or three, is reducing operational costs. How do we do this? By presenting comprehensive real-time status information on that single pane of glass. It's easy to use, it's highly flexible and customizable. We go down to just the actionable events. We leverage powerful tools to sort critical events from the noise. Because that's typically what we hear from customers. You know what? I just got a flood of events. No one knows what's going on. I've got tiger teams. I've got all calls. We can help them provide less events, requiring less people needed, reducing the tiger team and all call needs. That's how you can really show that return on investment, by doing it with fewer people, doing it, speeding the resolution. We can also help automate those tasks and resolution, and also help contain what an operator can do to resolve the problem. Because that's the other thing that we hear is, you know, change causes a lot of the outages. People doing more than their expertise causes a lot of outages. We can contain what they can do to just responding to something, if not, get it to an expert. And then we can reduce costs more and improve resolution through event enrichment, our secret sauce. And that's a product called Impact. to provide intelligent information to operators and actionable operator tasks so we can get it to the right owner to fix the problem quicker and prioritize that response. So now let's move it on to the next slide. So how do we reduce the noise, right? How do we do that through something called topology-based correlation. This provides dramatic business bottom line impact. So with this, we have a little graph here. The first thing we talk about is doing event consolidation. And if you hit the button, with event consolidation means you're collecting all events in a single console. With that, you can get a flood of events. And this is some of the things that our competitors are having trouble responding to. You know, I can consolidate events, but there's still too many events for me to handle to know what's going on. Now, we can do some simple event filtering and suppression. So someone like HP, this is what they do. So you reduce some of the events, but you're still working over thousands and thousands of events a day. It's just too much for a normal operator to handle. You know, that's not giving me the biggest bang for the buck. Now, what we have that's different than most of our competitors, we can provide an additional level of suppression through auto-clear events, event deduplication, state-based correlation, automated resolution, and device-based root cause analysis. You know, now that's bringing it down to a more meaningful event source, things I can respond to, but we can even take it one step better, and that's through topology-based root cause analysis, which significantly reduces the amount of actionable events. Now, I have a meaningful few, I've reduced the noise, I can take action, I can reduce my mean time to identification, I can reduce my mean time to resolution. This is how we can reduce costs for our customers. And again, we do this better than anyone else. And we can do this cross-domain resources, cross the silos. How do I make my IT department more optimized? How do I get them to work together? We can be that bridge for them. Now let's move to the next slide. We can also have built-in network topology-based root cause analysis to help with my network-specific resources by providing automated discovery of network topology, the devices, and the relationships. So what does that mean? Typically, when I get an event in, so if you hit the button, I have an outage. That outage can have a flood of events across the enterprise, from different network sources, from other sources that are trying to talk to different people. You get a sea of red, right? So how do you make heads or tails? What's the critical alert? What do I need to respond to? What do I need to prioritize to make sure that my business is up and running? So hitting to the noise, we have through topology-based root cause analysis, we identify the key root cause of the issue, and then we suppress the remainder. We turn the red into purple, highlighting that single red critical piece that I need to respond to. That's significant. The other piece is, you know, we still keep the other ones. We're not throwing everything else away. So if you need to do some resolution historically through problem analysis and things like that, we have that information there for them. So let's move on to the next slide, what's wrong? So how do we do this better? And what we do here is we're going to talk about how we compare our solution to an emergency operator scenario. So is the problem important? Who can fix it? Operators are usually blind with cryptic information. So an example could be through an emergency operator scenario, hello, I have an emergency. How can I help you? I'm an emergency operator speaking. How can I help you? The caller, help, I have an emergency. Come quickly, click. And they hang up. That's typical to what IT operators get. They get potentially an IP address and a link failed. You know, what's the problem with the scenarios? You know, it's obvious something's wrong, it's critical, but I don't have enough action I don't have enough information to take action to resolve the problem. Right? Wouldn't it be nice if I have more information to make me more intelligent to make better business decisions? And moving to the next slide, that's how we can enhance our solutions to do that. We can provide the intelligence to find the right doctor and prioritize the response with our secret sauce, and that's impact. Now, that's an add-on to our Event Enterprise Management, our Consolidated Operations Management product. But it really can differentiate our solutions from our competitors. So the scenario would be like an emergency operator. Hello, emergency operator speaking. How can I help you? Caller, help, I have an emergency. Come quickly. What's your emergency? My house is on fire. What's the address? 100 South Drive. Is there anyone in the house? Yes, my two-year-old child's in the house. Don't worry, we're sending emergency service right away. And that's the typical scenario that we can provide through event enrichment. We can provide additional contextual information needed to take action. Things like the service name, the device type, where it's located, the contact details, and the SLA details to help me prioritize response. We do this through out-of-the-box integrations with many different data sources. We can span CMDBs, inventory, service desks, SLA information. It can be our products, it can be third-party products, it can be text files, it can be customer problems or customer data sources. The main thing is we can provide that real-time data collection provided into the event stream to make better business decisions. And we can also do that to help troubleshoot those customers. This is something that we should be highlighting, because what does this mean? It means I'm reducing the time to identification, I'm reducing the time to response, because I know who to send it to, I can help prioritize that response. So moving to the next slide, we have the best consolidated operations management solution in the industry. It's recognized by all the leading analysts and consultants, including Gartner. IBM Leader equals Tivoli. Now, some of them will mention some of our competitors' products, but they also do this with a little, execution legs marketing. Other competitors have so many acquisitions, they haven't integrated them together. We spent the last 2-3 years providing that common foundation that none of our competitors have. Common visualization, common data sources, common reporting, common security, common process automation platform. We're second to none. We also have it through consolidation operations management that we can provide this as a Trojan horse. What do I mean by that? So we can manage or leverage those common platforms that I just mentioned to help for upsells later, winbacks later, help reduce, some of our competitors in our accounts. It's the foundation for business service management. I talked about that single pane of glass. We can also leverage that same event subsystem, simplified architecture, for business service management. Why would they do anything else? It's built on the same event platform. We already got it there. We won't have any synchronization issues. There'll be less work, quicker to get up there, and we have some real slick business service platforms that you can provide and business service views. This can lead to service management sales, upsells into TSRM, into TAMID, into Discovery, and leading to ITM, additional ITM and ITCAM sales. We can use this to surround and conquer. With monitoring, we have a single platform, both agentless and agent-based, and this is across resource and end-user monitoring. None of our competitors have that, so we can help reduce that cost either initially or as an add-on. We can do that agentless, where we can reduce cost of ownership through lower overhead costs and faster implementation. We can do this agent-based by providing more fine-grained granularity of data and more interrogation. We can help customers improve mean time to repair by quickly correlating, isolating, and diagnosing root cause, and provide incident avoidance through historical navigation, dynamic thresholding, capacity forecasting, reporting, and alerting. We have this on a common platform. Again, that consolidated operations management step is that key footprint, that key step that can help surround all the other applications and management tools that we have in the environment. So we can use this as a repeating event source. So let's move on to the next slide. We talked about the solutions. We talked about the benefits to our customers. Why prospect consolidated operations management? First and foremost, we can prospect all customers. Those can be IBM-penetrated accounts. We can highlight the Tivoli Integrated Foundation inside, providing that contextual launch, the sharing of data to reduce mean time to repair. We can use this as our Tech and NetView trade-up. Now with the Omnibus Network Management Bundle, it's low to no cost trade-ups. Get them on the next technology. Get them on a roadmap to our event management strategy. And then we can use that again as repetitive costs. We can also use this to non-IBM penetrated accounts. It's NetCool. It's the de facto MOM standard. It's used everywhere. We make your tool better. We help you reduce costs. We've proven it. We can use this at large accounts, at general business accounts. All size accounts have death by tool. And it will only get worse. There's always going to be more assets to manage. There's constant change. It's inevitable. Just think back 5 years ago, 10 years ago. There's more and more pieces in the infrastructure. We talked about, millions of moving pieces. We're in the hundreds of millions of moving pieces, the billions of moving pieces. Just look at the RFID expansion and look at how many more, little pieces of the puzzle are needed and their relationships. We have the tools to make sense of the environment, reducing the noise that they can make. Now, I hear it over and over again that this is too big for general business. That's just not true. General business operators and admins wear many hats. We reduce the noise to identify actionable events. We help them be smarter. We highlight the critical actionable events so they can respond to those quickly. Pricing is no longer an obstacle. We have that new pricing to entice general business customers. It's the Omnibus and Network Manager bundle. It provides that low-cost entry for general business customers, or we can even use this as an initial footprint for larger customers. Try it. You'll like it. And then we add on that. Moving on to the next slide, what to look for. So what do we look for consolidated operations management? What's that opportunity identification? The first thing is, highlight, sell on rainy days. Just after, you're aware of a significant outage at one of your customers, it's the prime time. Why? Because they can't make sense of the noise, right? They typically will have some type of management tools in their environment, but they can't figure out what went wrong, which department, who went wrong, what caused what. So look for multiple management tools, consoles, many tiger teams, customers that can't pinpoint the issue. It's taking them multiple days to resolution. Their need for all calls, tiger teams, that's a lot of productivity lost. It's reactive management. Their whole goal in life is to say, it's not me, and they go, whew, and get off to be productive. We can help them get productive initially through consolidation, which equals faster problem resolution that improves service availability, that is one of the key customer imperatives. Who to target in the customers? It's typically not the worker bee. It's typically a second level or above operations management, someone that can look across the silos, have that bigger piece. That's a key piece because the worker bee is worried about their specific tool, their specific resources, and that's it. Their goal is to make sure they have availability and it's not them. The second level manager or above is responsible for operating IT efficiently. Now there's some special situations. Mergers and acquisition is a key piece. We have the broadest integration in the industry. We have the ability to do this with quick deployment and the scalability needed to bring the multiple tool sets together. So we can get them going right out of the box. In the network management space, look for customers that are deploying new applications or network technologies. Again, I mentioned we have broad integration. We have 250-plus ways to bring events into a centralized console. If it's out there, we have a way to do that. So we can target that network operations team. Also, we can look at some of our customers that are in transition, like HP. HP Network Node Manager is coming through a new architecture. It's a forklift upgrade. They're in transition. They have most of their customers on old technologies. We can show them a better ROI savings, better cross-domain event management and resolution, and better overall root cause analysis. So that's a key strategy. We can also upsell now with the COM bundle into our existing Omnibus accounts. Now with having both event and network management together, Mr. Customer, you have it in there. You have the base. You're probably doing a lot of your network events. We can bring in the discovery, the root cause analysis, and the device network inventory into your thing at a low cost. So I'd be highlighting and going after some of our Omnibus customers because a lot of them don't have Network Manager. And now we have the tools and the pricing to get them. Let's move on to the next slide. So who are the best candidates to call? Organizations with significant event volumes, organizations with low tolerance for outages, mission-critical infrastructures. And again, that works for both big and small. Again, the key is look for customers that have multiple consoles that can span platforms like mainframe and distributed. It can span network, storage, security, non-IT resources. That equals redundancy. We can reduce the cost. We can highlight that cost reduction and repurposing of people through vendor consolidation and through having that centralized control. It spans all industries. Now, we've had some significant success with financial, public sector, service providers, but really we span all industries. Don't limit yourself to just those industries. I hear that, Netcool is telco. No, it's more than telco. It's anyone that has multiple tools in their environment, which is just about everybody. Who should you target? Again, it's that second level or above, operational executive, CIO, et cetera. The theme is we can manage your complex, sophisticated IT environments today and tomorrow. If you have a low tolerance for IT outages, we can improve your mean time to identification and repair. You have to call high enough that they will appreciate the value in cross-domain correlation. Again, our competitors are struggling with that piece. We do this better than anybody else. Moving on to the next slide, what to say. So if you're meeting with an operations executive, we can provoke interest. Operations executives face increasing pressures to manage costs while at the same time supporting an increasing complex and mission-critical IT environment. So, question, how effective is your organization at gathering information and pinpointing the causes of problems? Can you do impact analysis? Can you do it across multiple disciplines? How much could you reduce costs if you can simplify and consolidate management tools or operation centers? And when problems occur, how quickly is it for your operations team to identify the problem and then resolve it? And then we can use our persuading tactics. By consolidating IT events into a single event data store, we can filter out the noise and rapidly pinpoint problem sources. We can help you reduce MTTR for IT and even non-IT problems. We can provide that single pane of glass so you don't have to have multiple people looking at multiple screens. You can get them more productive. Propose, what you want to get to is propose that next step, right? Arrange a meeting so they can understand your environment and we can discuss a solution that might lower your costs, improve your operations, and reduce your mean time to repair. Moving to the next slide, what to say to a CIO. Now, a CIO is typically more strategic. They're more in tune with the business requirements around customer satisfaction and IT service availability. Now, they still have some tactical concerns, and managing IT costs is one of them. So we can help them with both ends of that. So how well does your IT operations team stay on top of what's going on? Can they prioritize their response? Can they identify problems quicker? Have you recently had or acquired a company? Have you had a merger? Are you trying to bridge the gap between the management teams? How much can you save costs by consolidating operations vendors, centers, reducing the amount of vendors that you have in your environment? We can talk about, you know, kind of those same persuading tactics that I mentioned previously, how our solution is second to none. It's the de facto standard. It's used in a lot of organizations to pinpoint the issue, to consolidate a lot of tools, to do the cross-domain management, and to provide just the actionable events so you operate your business better. Again, you're trying to get to that next step, right? Enticing them and then getting them to talk about their specific environment and how we can help them. So in summary, you know, what we talked about today is how we can use consolidated management to help customers reduce costs. Those TCO savings, you know, includes but is not limited to people reduction, contract reduction, cost of man hours, reducing the maintenance hours for support, improving your patching and supporting tools, trouble ticket integration, reducing their training costs by having that common platform. You know, we talked about how the ROI saving is applied in real life today at customers in every different industry by having, you know, savings every year by replacing overlapping tools, by reducing downtime by 25%, by having operational improvements that can save customers thousands or millions of dollars, by the ability to improve your customer satisfaction by identifying the cause of issues from hours to minutes, going from many consoles to a single web interface. That all leads to a significant reduction in hardware and people. We also can help improve service and service levels through near zero downtime, reducing mean time to identification of problems. You know, again, getting rid of the noise, only highlighting the actionable events, reducing the mean time to repair. So I can either understand who the owner is, or I can leverage additional products like Impact to enrich the events with that meaningful information like status owners, their phone numbers, service levels. All that helps reduce the mean time to repair, reducing the manual monitoring efforts. We can do the real-time data collection. We can provide automation of fixes. We can reduce operator churn. And we've shown the service improvements at many customers by improving efficiency of IT departments by 20%. We've had 50% reduction in fault investigation. We have a defense department that's telling us that they now have 70% of their management is now proactive versus reactive. And then we have a large bank that's telling us that they're able to roll out process changes 50% quicker. You know, all that really helps down to the bottom line. So moving to the next chart, our call to action. You know, we talked about information today, how we can help customers reduce their costs, practice those scripts, tailor them to your own style, get comfortable with the subject matter, practice it on us. You know, Brian's here, I'm here to help you. You know, determine which clients to target. You know, the key here is, you know, this can really help across the board, as I mentioned. Watch for recent outages, you know, mergers, acquisitions. Those are customers that, you know, really are looking at disparate environments that they need to consolidate and get that single view. We can help them. You know, make the calls, schedule the meetings, and then lastly, above all, close the business. Sell the solution. You know, we have the best story in the industry, bar none. You know, we've also highlighted here a couple of pathways for success, some additional material, information, presentations, ROIs, the BSM foundation play, the Tech Omnibus trade-up, consolidation operations management play. You know, your mission is make the calls, introduce consolidation operations management, and get the appointments. And then lastly, the contacts, you have Brian, you have Bob Loudon, who's our sales enablement leader. You have my information, you know, to help you along the way. And with that, it concludes my presentation. I know it's a lot of information. Hopefully you find a lot of that beneficial to you. And Tamara, now let's open it up for questions and answers.
Please have your passcode and conference leader's name available. A coordinator will assist you momentarily.
I hit star zero, which may have been a mistake.
Okay. All right, great job. I'm pulling into the line here. Great job. I'll follow up with the team. We've got a call every other Monday, and this coming Monday I've got a call with the whole Automation East team, so I'll bring it up again, see if there's any questions, and just tell them it was a whatever.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting pinged by a couple of people.
Oh, can you dial into the number?
Yeah, let me dial back in.
Okay.
And see.
All right, so I gotta get going. Great job, and I'll talk
right
to you later.
You got it. Bye.
Thanks, man.
This is the conference coordinator. If anyone would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. Once again, this is the conference coordinator. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment. Please continue to stand by to ask your question. Mr. Cornelius?
Yes.
Yes, sir. We do have a few questions, sir.
Sure.
I'm not sure what the problem was. John Frey, your line is open.
Pete?
Hi, John. How are you today?
Morning. Great call.
Thanks, John.
All religion, and it's more comments than question, but for anyone listening, I think we should really put a plug in for the smart partner ecosystem we have. A lot of those case studies and those examples on ROI from what people have done before are results of our partners' work, and they actually provide some real uplift on pre-sales tech coverage for people in their accounts out there, and they're the ones that have been there and done that. So people like Generation E and South Central and Windward and others, there's some real strong players out there for the sellers to team up with to pursue, especially GB deals.
Yeah, John, great point. You know, I've worked with a lot of them. Like I said, you mentioned a bunch, you know, South Central, Gen E, Reachview, et cetera. They really provide, you know, that quick time to value. They have a full understanding of their environments. You know, we can get customers up there quickly. They can help really consolidate events because they truly understand IBM and non-IBM technologies. So it's a great, great resource. So good point. Thanks, John.
All right. Great job. Thanks, Peter.
Our next question comes from Jim Orban. You may ask your question.
Hi, thanks. Yes, it was a great call. This is Jim Orban with NChoice. And I've got a specific situation that maybe this would apply to. You talked about the fact how Omnibus can take alerts from a variety of different sources, not only the Tivoli brand. And I had a customer situation where they are currently using CA7 as their monitoring tool, but they're having a lot of alerts that are very cryptic, and they don't really tell them what their what the problem is. And they were very interested in Tivoli monitoring, but then their budget was cut, and they said, we can't buy it this year. We don't have, you know, any funds in our budget to do that. And I'm wondering if it might be a counter offer, so to speak, to make a play for Omnibus with these people and say, you can keep CA7, but feed all of those messages into Omnibus, and then we'll do correlation of these events, and we'll give you some meaningful, actionable commands to work from.
Yeah, Jim, that's a great point. And the answer is yes, we absolutely can do that. So, you know, the Omnibus piece can span both distributed and mainframe, so we can bring those pieces in there. Now, for changing out those cryptic alerts, we would need to work with either customers or other people that can make hay of what those alerts in. So we can use the Impact product to, you know, change that message to make it more meaningful, just kind of like as you say. So it's leveraging, you know, what you have. We can make it better. We can help you make sense of what you have. And then we can use it, again, as a Trojan horse to add on to other pieces, like maybe take out when their budgets do open up with things like Tivoli monitoring or other pieces and use that as you know, a revenue stream as we provide more value to those customers.
So this would be a lower entry point than replacing all of their monitoring with Tivoli monitoring.
Correct, because what you're doing is you're leveraging their investment. We're bringing in with Omnibus and just the integration needed to bring those situations in, so you don't have to, you know, repurchase and take out and work there. So that's one that you know, we definitely can and, you know, look at and see if that can bring value to the customer.
Great. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask your question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. One moment, sir. Our next question, sir, comes from George Hunter. You may ask your question.
Hi, Pete. Great presentation. I actually have an active opportunity with consolidating right now and kind of wanted to get a sense for the services effort that would be required. You know, we're trying to consolidate, let's say, 3 different monitoring tools into one across, I don't know, I think it's right at 1,700 server elements. Just trying to get an idea so I can start planning around that.
Yeah, so you know, I know from some of our you know, past implementations, you know, people have done this, you know, as quickly, you know, as a month to 6, you know, to 6 weeks. And, you know, everyone's going to be a little
wow.
different, right?
Okay, that's a lot faster than what I had originally thought.
Right, and you know, it may take a little bit, you know, may take a little longer based on the sophistication, but also, you know, what depends a lot of that is the customer's input, the making the resources available, the technology, you know, integration at their pieces. So it's, you know, the typical, let's call it phase one, consolidating those events. Most of the time I see, you know, the average is between 6 weeks and 3 months.
Okay.
Somewhere in that time frame, depending on how much they do. The goal is show that quick time, because that next phase, you know, once they see how quickly and easily they can do that, and see how they can use the product to, you know, to make it meaningful to their business, you know, can quickly add on, you know, down the road too.
Right. I mean, they have an end goal to be at a TBSM view by the end of September. So I'm thinking that's reasonable.
Yeah, it's going to be quick. You know, I mean, it's if they have their ducks in a line, it's absolutely doable.
Okay.
The goal is, and this, you know, this is a partnership, right? We have to work with them, and it's making sure we have the right resources and they have their resources with a common goal, and it can be done. You know, without a doubt. The one piece is you don't want to bite off more than you can chew, right? So make them, you know, kind of that small, meaningful pieces. Get that base in there. And then you expand on that and make it better, you know, with incremental steps. That's what I've seen work best.
Okay. Thank you, Pete.
At this time, sir, there are no further questions.
Well, thank you, Tamara. So a couple of closing comments. You know, we talked about how we can help customers reduce their costs through consolidated management. The one other area that everyone should realize is we have our brother, IGF, as a partner in this. They can help us with the proper terms and financial means. They can delay expenses, you know, and work some of the financial magic in addition. And that can help expand ourselves. So with that, I thank everyone for joining the call, and good selling and prospecting to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. This does conclude today's conference. Everyone may disconnect at this time. Excuse me, Pete?